Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Gittin daf Chaf. We're going to start on Yud Tes Amud Beis, four lines in the bottom. Ahu Gavra. Okay, so this is the case. Ahu Gavra. Where are those? Okay, Ahu Gavra. There's this guy. The Zarek Lagitin Libisayu. So he threw a get, right, to his wife, into his wife's chatzer. You know the din that chatzer is kona, so he threw a get into his wife's chatzer. Leveni Dane. He threw it in between some barrels, some chavios. And then they went to check. They went to go get it. They went to retrieve the get that was thrown in between the barrels, and they didn't find it. So, but what happened? Ishtakach mezuzta. Instead of finding a get, they found one mezuzah amongst the barrels. So, Amar Rav Nachman, mezuzta beni dani lo shchicha. It's not shchich. It's not oftentimes that you're going to find a mezuzah lying around the barrel. So what happened? Mustama, what happened was is that he didn't throw her a get. He talked about the get, and he threw the mezuzah. You know, he's trying to trick her or bother her. He threw a mezuzah. So therefore, you can't choshesh that he threw the get, and that was lost. And the machlokas is showing him whether or not now she's suffek migureshes or she's not migureshes at all. So what's exactly, the Ron explains the case a little differently. The Ron says that what happens here is that, based on what we learned yesterday, that the Edom read the get. So we know there's an actual get here. Because if the Edom didn't read the get, then there's no suffek. There's nothing going on. We don't know that there was a get here. So the Edom read the get, and then prior to him throwing the get into her chatzer, he sticks the get in his sleeve. Then he pulls something out and tosses it into the chatzer. So if we find one mezuzah, since it's not typical to find mezuzahs amongst barrels, we say that he switched to a mezuzah under his sleeve. You know, he had some sleight of hand and he switched to mezuzah and tossed the mezuzah. And according to the Ron, she's vaday not divorced, because we say that he threw the mezuzah. But the Rashba is mesupik about this, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah and Simon Kup Lamed Hey say that she's a suffik migureshes. There's a suffik over here, so about whether she's migureshes. That's the case. But the Gemara says it limits it. Mahani mili dishtaka chada. That is only if you find one mezuzah amongst the barrels. Aval shtayim u'shalosh. But let's say you find multiple mezuzahs lying around the barrels. Midahava. He only threw one. So you know for sure that there were mezuzahs that were here prior to him throwing it into the area of the barrel. So since midahava hanami hava. So also the first mezuzah that you find, meaning the one that he threw, that one that we think that he threw, was there also, meaning all the mezuzahs were always there, and he threw a get, right? Vigita imor shachbarim shakluha. And we'll say that the get, he did throw a get, he didn't switch it, he threw a get, and therefore, and achbarim, somebody came away and took it away, and therefore we say that she's migureshes. The Ron says, again, that this has to be, that they read it beforehand, that we know that it was, that there was a get there to begin with. Okay? Next case, Hahu Gavra. There was this guy, the Alibe Kenishta. He walks into Shul, v'shakel Sefer Torah. He grabs the Sefer Torah out of the Aron, v'yavla libisayu, and he gives it to his wife. V'amrullah hagiteich. He says, "Here, this Sefer Torah is your get." Trying to be somech on the parsha of getting in the Torah. So Gemara says, "What's the suffix?" So Amar Rav Yosef, l'may lechusle. Why are we going to be choshish in this instance at all for getting? He says, maybe you're going to say imishur mei milin. If you're going to say that maybe we're choshish, that he wrote the get with the mei milin on the outside of the cloth, and he handed it to her, but you just can't recognize it because it's mei milin and the Sefer Torah is written with has mei milin on it, and mei milin and mei milin aren't recognizable. We say no, that can't be the case because ein mei milin al gabei mei milin. If you write mei milin on top of mei milin, it's not considered a writing because it's not visible. You can't see it. So you can't be choshesh for that because that's not a good get. So Gemara says, okay, maybe you're choshesh imishum krisus isba. Maybe we're going to be choshesh because there's the pasuk in Devarim that says a chasal aseiv a krisus v'nasam biyada v'shilcham ibeiso v'yatzam ibeiso v'halcha v'haisul ishacher. That's the pasuk. So maybe you're choshesh for that. So Gemara says, no, can't be. Ha be'inim v'kasav la, which is l'shma v'leka. Each get has to be written l'shma for that individual woman. Right? The two parts of the get, there's the Tophet and the Torah. You know, so the part that's just the boilerplate verbiage that's in the get, that's pre-written. But the part of her name, his name, the city, the time, all those things, that has to be done l'shma. And here nothing was done l'shma. It wasn't written l'shma. It was written for the same Sefer Torah. So it's not l'shma for her for a get. Oh, so the Gemara says, okay, maybe. Maybe this way. Maybe he had the sofer write the Sefer Torah and have in mind when he gets to that pasuk to write the Sefer Torah, l'shem this woman. So Gemara says, you can't be that. Haba inon tekat shina, haba inon shema shem iro v'shem iro v'leka. You need his name, her name, the place. You need the who, what, where, why, when, how. You need all that in there to write the, and that's not in the Sefer Torah. So it's a machlokas. You need shema v'shema. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbana? So it's a machlokas. The Tosos and Dibur Maskel, I think it's Dibur Maskel Ha. Right, Dibur Maskel Ha. He brings down that according to Rav Meir, who says Eidim Mesira Karsei, so you need the star to be mukha, and there's a locus there whether you need the star to be mukhach l'tocho. So according to the Ma'an Dharma, it says that you need the star, meaning everything has to be written in the star, and only Eidim Mesira Karsei. So the star itself, midoraisa, you have to have the names in there. But according to the Rabbanan, who say you don't need mukhach l'tocho, the names are only midoraisa. The Ramban says that everyone holds that the requirement for names in the city is a din d'oraisa, because he says like this, a get is what do we call a get? A get is a safer krisis. What's a sefer krisis? A sefer krisis comes from the word a sefer, from a sipur, from a story. So in order, the Ramban says it tells the story of the divorce. And the story is incomplete without the who and the what. You know, it's not who, what, where, why. So he says it's a bedin d'oraisa. The Mordechai brings down the shita of Rav Yoel Halevi. I have a quote from Rav Yoel Halevi. Rav Yoel Halevi says that maybe according to Rav Elazar, who holds that Edim Isir Karsei, that the get is even kasher mid Ravona. There's no psul at all when without the names, because it's the transfer of the get from him to her which validates the get, and you see who he is and who she is when they transfer it. So he says lulu the mistafina. He says that it would be kosher, but he says nevertheless it's a good idea to write the names, because later on you still want to, if you want to prove what happened, it might be kosher done, but you have a difficult time proving it. The Or Sameach says that there could be a chiluk between having his name and her name. Having his name is definitely necessary, but having her name, it says Harei At Megureshes. Who's the At? It's the person who's bringing it out. So it's just a pronoun. So it's the same thing. But for him, you need to know who divorced her. Okay. So what are we choshesh for? So the Gemara says Rav Yosef my Kamashmalan. So what exactly did Rav Yosef teach us? So not Kamashmalan. He's teaching us what we said originally. We thought that maybe he wrote it with Mei Milan on the outside, and he also comes to teach us that there's no Kshash, because if you have Mei Milan on top of Mei Milan, it doesn't constitute a Ksiva, because it's not recognizable. Okay, next case. What happens if you wrote a Get Shelo L'shma? Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Get Sheksavo Shelo L'shma. It was written, not L'shma, it wasn't written L'shem, this Isha that he wants to divorce. The Heavier Alav Kumus. Lishma. So afterwards, what does he do? He takes the pen and he writes on top of the name. He writes on top of it. He rewrites it without erasing underneath. He rewrites it lishma. He had a very lot of klumas. He puts extra ink on top of it lishma. The Gemara says, "Banu l'machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan." This case brings us to a machlokes that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan have somewhere else. The Tanya. We learn in a brisa. This is regarding Siva Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, right? Harei shehayat tzarich lichtoves Hashem. He's up to a place in the Sefer Torah, the Sofer, and he has to write Shem Hashem. Okay? This Kavin Lechtov Yehuda, but his Kavana was to write Yehuda. Instead of Yukei Bavke, he has Kavana to write Yehuda. Okay? Vita, and he makes a mistake. He doesn't write what he had Kavana for. Velo Hitil Bo Dalid, and he leaves out the Dalid, so what's left is Yukei Bavke, right? So, but it wasn't written L'shma. So you have Shem Hashem that wasn't written L'shma. What's he going to do? So the Brisa says, Ma'avir Alav Kulmus. What does he do? He has Shem Hashem there, but it wasn't written L'shma. So what does he do? He reapplies ink on top of the Yud Kei Vav Kei and with L'shma to make Shem Hashem out of it. He happens to be lucky. He can do that. Right? Ma'avir Alav Kulmus Mumkacho. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that makes it kosher. V'chachamim Omrim Ein Hashem Min HaMuchar. So Rabbi Yehuda, even according to you, who thinks that this is good, that's not the way you write a Sefer Torah. For a Sefer Torah, you need to be written appropriately. That's not the way you write a Sefer Torah. It's not kosher. So you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda says, so too by get, you can rewrite the name Lishma. And the Chachamim say, no, you can't. That's not the way you do writing. You're not supposed to do it like that. So the Gemara says, no, there's no proof that it's a machlokus by get. It may be machlokus by writing a Sefer Torah, but it might not be the true by a get. Because Amar of Acher bar Yaakov. Dilmalohi, maybe that Bryce is not a riot to our case, because we'll say Ad Kan Loka Amir Rabbeinu Rabbanon Hasam. The Rabbanon only says it's possible there. The Ba'inan Zekeli Be'anveil. You need to write a Sefer Torah in an appropriate fashion. Say Kelim Aveh, we usually learn that a Hiddur. I don't know how it ties in to us. It's a lashon that only midrashi, meaning really midrashi, it would work, but the rishonim are all asking that you're not allowed to do it. The lashon doesn't seem to fit. Okay, it says that kelev on veivuleka about hacha, but by ksivas haget, the chachamim wouldn't pass this get if it's redone, because whatever you redo it again over in with lishma. So that this idea about redoing something that was done lishma. So I saw in this ma'oron sadaf yomi. So Menachem was kind enough to leave for me. So we know that there's a halacha motion. We see that your tefillin straps have to be black. It's supposed to be black. So therefore, if you see that the black on your straps is fading or peeling in certain places, what you're supposed to do is reapply a magic marker or repaint it. But you're supposed to say the same kedushas tefillin because it has to be done. It has to be done l'shma. So that's the Mishnah Berurah says that. This is an Or HaChaim Siman Lamed Gimel, Sif Gimel. But if you forgot to say the same kedushas tefillin when you did it, so there's a machlokas opposing whether or not the straps are still kosher. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the straps are kosher b'di'eved, but the Rama argues that they're possibly b'di'eved because the straps that are painted without the proper kavana are not considered if they're not painted at all. You didn't do it right. So the Magen Avraham, based on our sugya, says, you know what you can do? It's not a big deal. All you have to do is reapply with lishma, just like you have by the get. You just reapply. He bases it on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it. The sofer wrote the Shem Hashem without the necessary intent. You just trace over the levers with the proper kavana. But so Rabbi Avraham writes the same thing is true with the tefillin straps. The Prima Gadam and other posts can there argue because it's just the Gemara doesn't say which way or another. I mean, he says that there's a suffix of whether or not to do that. He says that you can't do that. So what's the takana according to the Prima Gadam? If you can't just redo it, so I heard three things. One was to try to peel it off and then reapply, which is difficult. Someone said that what you can do is, it doesn't say which side of the straps have to be black and which are not black, so just paint the other side, but then you have to turn the whole thing around and be certain which side you're using. But someone else I heard say that what you do is, we said that Diogo Gabi Sikra isn't considered a good ksiva. So he says, take a red magic marker, and now paint the tefillin red, and then repaint it black afterwards, the shame to the tefillin. But it's very important to know, a lot of times you see people, they have those markers in their bags, and they look on the tefillin, and they just start going like this. According to the Ramah, it's possible unless you have shame, you know, kavanah, the shame to the tefillin. They had the double-sided, you should have the double-sided pens, so you have those multicolored pens. They used to come out with the four things. You do the double-sided pen, it's like a screwdriver, two of the Phillips and the screw on the other side. Okay, so Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Yachilna lemirsinuhu lekule gittel ba'ama. If I wanted to, I can pass all gittin. They're all done wrong. So Kumar says, what are you talking about? What's done wrong about... one thing beforehand, just one thing. We saw that if a sofer wrote to the Shem Hashem without kavana, it doesn't have kedusha. You have to some say rewrite it. It doesn't work. So there's a machlokas we showed him, but the smak and the yireim and the tashmish, they all say, you see from our sugya, that one can erase the Shem Hashem if it was written without kavana and the kedusha. But others argue, they say no, it still says Shem Hashem. You shouldn't erase it. Okay, so the Gemara is saying, okay, I could pass if I wanted to. I have a way to pass all get. So Amalei Rava, my time. What are you talking about? What do you hold that makes you think that you can pass all get? So Elaim Mishum Diksev because of La Sefer Krisus. The pasuk says that he has the right to save a Krisus. All the outlaying of funds and everything, it has to be him. And Toso says that he has to even appoint the sofer as a shliach. It's his writing. It has to be his. But by getting we ihu kak savle. The halacha is, we learn that the tachanis lachamim in Bava Basra, that she pays for the sofer. Why does she pay for the sofer? Because if he was the one who had to pay for the sofer, the Gemara says, then he would not pay, and you'll have an iguna situation. So she pays for it, right? So you say, oh, she pays for it, so therefore you violate the kusav. So Gemara says, no. The dilma aknudi akle rabbanon. Maybe, and the Ramban says that Dilma is only used l'chavad Rav Chisda. Really, it's not a Dilma; it's a definitely Vaidai. What happens is the Chachamim, once she pays for the sofer and buys all the materials, the Chachamim, Rashi says, we didn't hefker based in hefker, or machne it to the Baal, and it becomes his. So we took care of that situation. Yes, she pays for it, but we took care of the situation that it belongs to the husband. So you see from here that Hefker Beis and Hefker can work not only to take out of somebody's Rishus, but even to place it into somebody else's Rishus, which is a Machlokas Achronim. The Machane Ephraim says that that's not the case. It's a Bikasha on the Machane Ephraim from this Gemara. So Vadilma Akni Akle Rabbanon. So therefore, they made it his, and we don't have that problem. So Ella, so what's the other case? What's the other issue that you may have? Maybe you'll say Mishum Diksiv, because by get it says V'nasan B'yada, and it has to be a Nesina. So you say Nesina has to be something of value. But here he's only giving her a piece of paper. There's no value. So there's no value. He's not giving her anything. So he says, no, that's because that's not the pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk isn't that he has to give her something of value, right? Dilma nesinas gethi. What it means is he has to actually hand her or give her the get. He can't have her pick it up from somebody else. He has to be the one depositing it with her or into her rishus. So what's the and the Gemara says, and also I can bring you Uriah, Teda, the Shochu Mitam, they sent from the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, the Chachmei Bavel, they sent Savo al Isurei Hana, even if you write it on Isurei Hana, which has no value because it's not allowed to get any benefit from it, nevertheless, it's still kosher. So, Rav Chisda, what are you talking about that you can possibly all get in? And it doesn't, Mar doesn't explain what Rav Chisda was talking about. So, whatever, we're not passing all the gittin. Gemara says, okay, Gufa, look what we just said, Shochel Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, if the husband, Savo al Isurei Hana, if he writes the get on an Isur, something that's Asur B'Hana, whatever in his husar or not, Amar of right, it's kosher. And Amar of Ashi, Afanan Nami Tanina, and we even learned that from our Mishnah, that if you write an Isra Hana, they're going to compare something that lacks any value to Isra Hana, Afanan Nami Tanina, that Al Ha'ala Shal Zayas, even if you write it on this leaf, which doesn't have any value, intrinsic value at all, just like Isra Hana has no value, that's still considered kosher. So Gemara says, no, don't move reading a proof from Araya, Dilma Shani, but Al Shal Zayas, maybe this leaf is different. The chazi leads to rufe, because if you have a lot of leaves, you can make something of value on it. You can make a pillow or something like that. But by Isurei Hana, it's not. It's a different din. Nevertheless, it's the gets kosher. So the Ran and the Ritva say that you can write on Isurei Hana. That's all true, except for Isurei Hana that the dinam of Sreifa. Certainly Isurei Hana that have to be destroyed right away. They have to be burned. So we have a din that kola omei l'sarif k'sarif dami. Anything that's about to be burned is as if it's burnt. And therefore, you can't write a get on that sort of Isurei Hana, because it's as if you didn't write the get, because the thing that you're writing on is, halachically speaking, there's nothing there. It was already burnt. So there was no ksiva of the get. The Shut HaRashba brings down, it's in Chelik Aleph Siman Tuf Reish Gimel. He brings a Rishalmi that a get is only kosher if it's written on Isurei Hana'a Midirabanan. But you can't write it on Isurei Hana del Raisa. Okay, but the Meiri says, no, our Gemara is not Mechalik. The Rashba brings it down from Rishalmi. The Meiri says, no, the Babli is not Mechalik, and therefore all Yisurei Hana, except those that are Omeid L'Sarif, you can write the get on. So the question is that Kashrut L'Techila or only B'dievet? So Tosro says that it's Kashrut B'dievet, because it's Usur to get Hana from Yisurei Hana. You're doing something wrong. It's Usur to get Hana, but the get is B'dievet valid. But the Rambam in Perek Dalel Alach Beis, and it's also Mash from the Torah in Simon Kuf Chav Dalel, that even lechatchila you're allowed to do it. But the Pre-Chav says it can't be lechatchila, you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to get, you're not allowed to get hana from it. And he says, if you have ketata between a husband and wife, what greater hana than to separate yourself from the person who's driving you up a wall? So he doesn't use that language. But he said, what greater hana is to get divorced? So the Pre-Chav explains the Rambam and says, pretty much similar to Tosfos. So what it means is that B'di'eved, you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do it. It's an isser to get hana, but there's no. It's a kosher get lechachila. I mean, there's no chash. It's a kosher. The chachila, it's a kosher get, but it's still you're doing something that you're not supposed to do. Okay.
What
does chazan do? Something's
worthless.
It seems to me that if you take a thousand, together it becomes, there's value, because with the leaf, what they say, you take all the leaves together, now you can put them together and make it a pillar. You're right. That individual thing is now still valueless. But he's saying it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as Isurei Hana, which no matter what is always, it can never come to being to having value, because it's Asur Hana. So Tanya.
We say what Rav Chisda meant.
No, doesn't say. Gemara doesn't say what Rav Chisda meant by that he could pass all again. We give two theories. Maybe that he meant this, and we knock them down, and that's.
And
we move on. Okay. Leads to Rufe. So has a work to say. Chazi into value? Right. It's a chimichalik between different chazi leads to rufes. Michael won't be happy that I said it's to rufes. Okay. So Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Ksavo al Isurei Hana'a Kosher. Rebbe Paskin, like we said, if you write it on Isurei Hana'a, it's kosher. So Nafak Levi, right, Drasha Mishmei de Rebbe, he gave a drash this rule, the name of Rebbe, below Kasu, and the crowd didn't appreciate it. He was booed off the stage. He didn't like it. So he comes back, Mishmei de Rabbim. They said, oh no, the Rabbim say that you'll have to write it on Isurei Hana'a, Vikasu. And then they were Mishavich him, and they listened to what he says. So Alma, we see from here that the Hilchasok Yivaseh, that the Lachas like him because everyone accepted it. The Makan of Ram. Wild thing, the Makan of Ram in Simon Kuf Nun Vav, Sivkat and Bey says, if you know for certain that the halacha is a certain way, and you know people might not listen to you, you're allowed to say in the name of somebody else who people are going to accept. Whatever, for Sheker, I don't know. Anyway, but that's what the Magen of Rum says. Okay.
Rav Moshe said,
and that's it. But now you have the skeptics who say, oh yeah, show me. So Tana Ravanan. Okay. Now we're going to talk about engraving or carving a get, as opposed to actually writing with ink, but carving a get onto some sort of tablet. So Tana Rabbanan, the kasav will save a krisus, below chakak. You can't dig it out with a knife. So the Gemara says, lameimra dechakika lab ksivahi. You're telling me that engraving is not considered a ksiva or yiminu? I have a brisa that's so this. Eved sheyotza, right? Eved who's going free has a star shechva, biksav sheagabe tavla. With a ksav that's written on a tablet, you know, a stone tablet, upinkas, or it's written on some sort of notebook or something like that, yotze lecheiros. He's yotze lecheiros, even though it was engraved or carved into a tablet. Avalo biksav shagabi kipa an duchteri, but not if it was like a woven or sewn onto a garment or something like that, because that's not ksav shel kayama. It can just be pulled out. But you see from here that what do you mean? It was no. It was agabe tavla. How do you write it onto a tavla? It's saying that it was. It's not going to stay. It's carved into the tablet. They say. You see that it's carved into it. What? Right. So yatzal chayra. So you see that it's considered a good ksiva. It's considered a good ksiva. So amro Rabbi Elazar lo kasha hadacha tochos v'hadatak yurechos. Yeah, we'll get to it. They talk about the tzitz. We'll get to talk about the tzitz. It also says about the luchos, Tosis brings down, but the Gemara's going to talk about the tzitz, about it. So, the Gemara says, no, the two different types of kakika, of carving. There's a type of carving where you sort of dig in the wood, and then the letters come out as sort of they come out. You didn't actually make the letters. By carving around, the letters remain sort of in relief. They come out. That's no good because you didn't write the letters. And But if you actually carve the actual letters itself, that's considered a good ksiva because you actually wrote the letters. So the Gemara says the chi tochos lo, but doing it the other way when you're carving it out and making it into relief, that's not considered ksiva. Reminu ask kasha. The pasuk says by the tzitz, it says the pasuk in Shmos Lamed Tes Lamed. It says Mayasu is a tzitz nezer akodes zov tahor. So there's a ksiva by the tzitz, right? Right? And the Gemara says, lo hayiksavo, the words kodesh l'Hashem on the tzitz weren't written, right? But lo hayiksavo shokeya, right? It wasn't written there on there. Elabolate, it came out. It came out from the tzitz. But it wasn't written, it just came out. Like Dinrei Zohar, the same thing with Dinrei Zohar. I used to make these reliefs on the Dinrei Zohar. They used to press it on, and they would push everything else down, and the thing would come out in relief. V'had Dinrei Zohar tochosein, like we just said, Dinrei Zohar is tochos. The tzitz is done like the Dinrei Zohar. It's not written. It's this other way. It's dechak tochos. The Gemara says no. Kid Dinrei Zohar v'lo kid Dinrei Zohar. The tzitz is like Dinrei Zohar and not like Dinrei Zohar. Kid Dinrei Zohar the bolet. Yeah, it looks like Dinrei Zohar. Because the words are bolek, they're not written on it. They come out, right? But the loka dinrei zahav, they're not exactly like dinrei zahav. The ilu hasam by the dinrei zahav, right? It's tochos, but hacha yerechos by the dinrei zahav. You're right. They press the relief down. It pushes down the coin and the picture comes out in relief. But by the tzitz, it was done differently. by they actually wrote the letters. How? So Rashi says what they did is they pushed it from the back. They wrote it from the back, and it was a very thin piece of gold, so it was pushed out from the back. Tosa says they had some sort of thing where they made it nice and smooth, and they had some sort of tweezers, and they pulled out from the front to make the names. But by the tzitzit, it looked like Dinrei Zahav because it was bolate, but it wasn't written the same way of Dinrei Zahav. So Amar la Ravina la Rashi. Okay, he asks, Rushma, right? Let's say Michritz Charetz or Kanufei Michnaf. You have a chosam, some sort of stamp that the tzur is on it, and you put it on the dinner, and you bang it out, and also the tzur comes out. Is that considered Michritz Charetz, right? Is that considered that you pushed it around, and therefore if somebody writes a get this way, that the get is puzzle, or Kanufei Machnif, or almost Matthias question, when they write, they do it on the dinner, does it actually place the letters on it? So he says, when you do the dinrim, then what it is, it's being pushed, everything else is being pushed down, the letters are coming out in relief. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, he asks Ravashi, lo hayik savo shokeya elabolate. Similar to Shakotarios had, but the tzitz had it, that it was bolate, right? And if you say that the dinrim are done like mechrat charetz, like coming out in relief, and the tzitz is the same way, you need ksiva by the tzitz, and that's not there. So he says, no, again, like we said before, kidin rezov, lo kidin rezov, right? Kidin rezov, the bolate, lo kidin rezov, the iluhasa migavai, the iluhacha miavrai. Oh, here it says, what I said before, here it was done, that it was pushed out, or it was pulled out, it's different, it's not exactly like din rezov. Okay. Boi minei rava rirav nachman. Okay? So rava asks Rav Nachman, kasav lo get al tashel zahav. He has this gold plate. Nice, beautiful gold plate. And he writes to get on it. And this gold plate obviously has a lot of value. So he writes to get, or somehow he carves the get onto this gold plate in the Karshaway. V'armalah, and he says to her, Hiskalbi gitech, v'hiskalbi ksuva seich. Here's your get, and it's your ksuva payment also. Whatever the value of the ksuva was, this gold piece was sufficient. So here's your get, and here's your ksuva. Mahu, what's the din? So what's the suffix? Right, I don't know what the suffix was, but Amrale. So he says that the Baal does that in his Kalba Gita for his Kalba Ksuvasa. It's considered that she got the get and she gets the Ksuva at the same time. Maybe the Havmina was that you're supposed to only give the get, Venasan Law. You're not supposed to give something else with it. He says no, it's okay. It's two separate things. So Marakash, now they ask a kasha on Rava. Rava said this is kosher, but what happens in the case of his Kalba Gitech? He writes it also on a Tashal Zahav, on this big gold plate. And he says, and the rest, the extra, meaning the margins, all the gold that's left on the margins, v'hashar ksuva seich. So then we say, niskabla gita, she gets the get, and she's migureshes, v'hashar, and the margins and the leftovers, that's the ksuvasa. But you see, from the brisa, the Gemara says, taima di ikashar. The only reason why that works is because there's excess on the side. That's considered a ksuva. Halekta sharlo, but if there's no leftover, meaning the entire gold, is with the get, should not be considered a get. So why are you telling me in the first case where there isn't any sha'ar, there isn't any margins or anything left over, that that's kosher? So the Gemara says, no, you're wrong. You're making the wrong deal from that second brisa. Who would din apagav the lekar sha'ar? Even if there isn't leftover, still considered her get, if he's still considered a get. V'hakamash malan, what's the deal you're supposed to make? The apagav to ikar sha'ar, even if there is margins left over, E amrla in ilolo. Only if he says explicitly that I want this to be your ksuva as well, then is it considered a ksuva. But if he gives her this fancy get that has excess gold all over the side and doesn't say this is your get and your ksuva, this gold thing is only her get, and he still is mechayev to pay the rest of the ksuva. It doesn't count unless he explicitly says that the margins are that this is for your ksuva, even if there are margins.
So if there are no margins,
yeah, also.
The boy has his gold plate with a get on it.
Right.
I don't know
how she does that. Maybe she could.
The first one says
you know what you do? Maybe you go to Beis Din. Maybe they have something. You go to Beis Din and you establish it in Beis Din that you have it, and then you sell it. Or you know, now she has all these assets, so she can use it to get margin, to trade on margin, because she has this extra stuff here. She can borrow up against it. Yeah, but you want to destroy it, I guess, before that you want to have something proven in court in case he comes back later and says, where's your get? And she doesn't have it anymore because it was destroyed. Okay. So the Gemara says, the din is that, like we said, that the paper that the get is written on, the paper that the get is written on has to belong to the husband. So now Bryce will talk about different cases. Tana Rabbanan. The guy says to his wife, Hareze Gitech, here's your get, but Haniyar Shali. But I still keep the paper. It's your get, but the paper, I didn't give you the paper, it's still mine. So Ena Migureshes. We say the din, it's not Migureshes, because after the fact, by saying that the Niyar belongs to him, so he didn't give her anything. What you have here is Osios Porchos Va'avir. You just have letters, and that does, they're all over the place. It doesn't count for anything. She has to give her the paper. You have to give her something that it's written on. Without the paper, it's not considered a sinas haget. Okay? But if he says, Al Menashe Tachziri Li Asaniyar, if he gives her a Matan Al Menashe Lachzor, meaning he says your get, on condition that after you receive the get, you return the paper to me. Harezu Megureshes. That's considered Megureshes, because, you know, just like we have by Lulav on the first day, you know, you can borrow it. Matana Manach Lachzor is considered Matana as long as you have the proper intent that you know that it's truly mine now, and then I give it back, it becomes truly yours. So that's just considered a Tanai, and when she gives it, when she returns it, it's considered a valid get. Okay. So, Bai Rafapa. So, Rafapa asks, okay, let's say the man says to his wife, this is your get, but the niyar, that's bain shita l'shito, bain teva l'teva mai. The extra space on the paper, the paper that's in between each line, or in between each letter, that's mine. So it's not Osius Porpus Bavir, because each letter has a place to hang on to. What's the din? So Gemara says, teku. So, teku, I don't know the answer. Why is it teku? But typically, the Sefer Echad Rahman of Lo Shalayim or Shloshes Svarim. What are you talking about? It has to be one Sefer Krisus. And if each letter has its own paper, you have osios that are, you have millions of Svarim over here, because they're not connected. Because he's taking all the connecting lines. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha Dema'ora. What you have here is that because in Hebrew letters, a lot of the letters are elongated. The Lama goes up, the Chafsofi goes down, the Kuf goes down. So they're all connected, so even if you pull out all the excess of the paper, it is still connected. It's one safer. Okay. Boy Rami Bar Chama. Okay, Rami Bar Chama has a case. The din is that you have what's called a cheskes metaltelin. Possession in halacha, possession isn't 9/10 of the law. Possession is the law. If I'm holding something and someone claims it's his, hamotzi michavir al v'raya, it's mine. But that's only by metaltelin. It's only by movable objects. This book is mine. Come prove otherwise. But there are other things that you have to establish a chazaka, you take more time. Karkos, you need gimel shanim. So there are other types of chazakas. The cheskes metaltelin means telling me that movable objects are mine just by possession. Possession is 10/10 of the law in halacha. So, bayi rami bar chama, hayu muzakim be'evet shushalo. We know that this particular evet belongs to the husband. Okay? And what happens? Beget kosav al yado, there's a get that's on his hands. We'll see how the get is put onto his hands. And all of a sudden, she comes to court with the Eved, holding him with the Eved, bringing him to court and saying, here's my get. My husband wrote, and the Gemara said, Mishnah said, you can write a get on the Eved. So Mahu, what's the din? Mi amrina naknuya aknele. Do we say, listen, possession, she owns the get, she's holding the Eved, which has the get. The get was given to her with the Eved, and therefore she's divorced. Right? Odilma, huminav she ayel. Well, we say, no, maybe the get.
I think it's a question of any get.
What do you mean?
She says, here it is. There's no Eved, but I have a get. I give it to
her. Here, but here there's an Eved.
So who keeps the Eved?
The Eved, but we have a chazaka that is an Eved metaltelin.
That's the question.
Yeah, but you see, is the Eved metaltelin? So you say, Odilma, huminav she ayel. Maybe possessing an Eved is not cheskes metaltelin, because the Eved can just come by himself. So maybe the Eved went to a guy, had them write, maybe there was some silly stuff going on here. You had a guy, and she walks into her, and he walks by himself. The computer's not going to walk to me by myself. I have to go get it. So here, maybe there was something that happened here that the Eved came to. So Mao, what's the din? So the Gemara says, wait a second. What's the Shaila? Amar Rava, but typically, the Ksav Sheyochel is Dayifu. If you write on something on skin, you can erase it or do something with it, then it's not going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, wait, Ulurav, Akasha Mas Nisan. The Mishnah said, Al Yad Shel Eved. Why, Rav, you only asking the question on this, in our case? Our Mishnah said, if favors, you can write on the Yad Shel Eved. So the Gemara says, no, Bishlam Mas Nisan, our Mishnah is fine, Lurav Lo Kasha. That's because I'm just talking about a case, but Edim Isira of Rav Lazari. No, there were Edim Isira who saw her give the get on the him give the get on the ebit to somebody else. And don't worry about his duly listat about forgery, because you saw it, you read it, you know the halachas, they read it right there, they saw it happen, the get was effective right then and there. But El Rani Racham Rakasha, Rani Racham's case must be a case where there's no Eidim Mesira. Because if there were Eidim Mesira, we wouldn't have the suffix. We would see that the husband gave the, and the halach is, if the husband admits that he gave the evet to the wife, it's good. So if there are Eidim Mesira, we know what took place. There were no Eidim Mesira here. And so now it's Ksav Yochel is Daif on skin. You know, you write, you know, remind yourself something on your thing, and you take a shayah, oh, well, I have to remind, it's gone. You don't have it. The Gemara says, no. Rami Racham Rakasha also, Viksoves Kaka. He tattooed it onto the evet. The Gemara says, "Hashad the Isla Hachi." Since we have the concept of the tattoo, so Masnisin according is also not going to be a kasha. Masnisin Namilo Tikshe B'Ksovas Kaka. But dealing with our Mishnah is also a Ksovas Kaka. It's talking about tattoo. So interesting thing about tattoos over here. So it's also to write to have tattoos. What? Okay, so that no Rabbi Yehuda says that, but so what? Is a woman allowed to have a tattoo? Eva Kanani is the same. What? Right. Don't have a tattoo. Women are included, so he doesn't have to have. Okay. But according to Tosos, right? So you need shlichus for ksivas again, right? You need ksivas. That's what Tosos says on the test. So how does the sofer is your shliach? So how can the sofer, assuming it's usher to make the tattoo? So how does the sofer make a tattoo? It's usher. The sofer is doing an isser. It's ain't shlichus varavera. So what happens here is that the get should be possible because the shlichus is void because he did it. The sofer did an avera by tattooing it onto somebody and sending it over. So the Nodim Yehuda and Eben Ezra Tinyan and Kuf Lamed Hei says, no, it's not a shlichus of avera because it's an Eben Kanani and there's no issue of the tattoo. Like you said, no issue of the tattoo because it's a low say. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what? What? No, right, should be an issue. So that's okay. So I think the issue is to write it because if you have it, there's no chiyuv to remove it. You're supposed to remove it. The Menachas Chinuch says you're supposed to remove it.
But the other point, which my issues are there, but what if, so if you say the Eben Kanani is not, there's no issue for Eben Kanani to have a tattoo.
Right.
So if you do it, so I have a question, if you ask someone to do an issue that you need, this usher fit, right. Not for you.
Right. So
then is that
Shlichus of Arvera? I don't know. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky answers a little more differently. He says, based on the Ksos and Simon Kuf Chaf Dalet, or Kuf Pei Dalet, I don't know what I wrote here. He says that a shliach can't be appointed to do an avera. I can't appoint a shliach to do something that's a sin. But here, I didn't appoint him to do an avera. I appointed the sofer to perform a task that's typically permitted. Write a get for me. The sofer himself then decides on his own to go do it in an isser fashion. That's not on me. The shlichus is still valid. That's not considered shlichus advar avera. That's a shliach who decides to do his shlichus in the derech avera. That's not considered shlichus advar avera. So here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, what happened? The Baal asked the sofer to write a get. The sofer himself decided on his own to tattoo it onto an eved. It's not a shliach. I didn't send him to be my shliach to do an avera. I sent him to do a dvar heter. He decides on his own that he's going to do the shlichus in an avera way. So that's on him. That's not on me. The mishaleach. Okay. What? Well, because gittin is a mitzvah, but whose avera is it? Again, it's not. It's the same. I told him to do it in a way that's mutter. So. If it's hers, she has to. In order for the evet to get on the evet to be valid, the evet has to be hers. Otherwise, he didn't give her anything. If it's still his, I guess she can. Yeah. So what does she do with the get? I don't know. She removes it. Or whatever. There must be a way where you go to court and they put it in the records that you're divorced. There has to be some sort of way. Okay. So the Gemara says, so my habula. So what's the halacha in the end about this case? Is it considered hers or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, no, unless we know for sure that the husband gave her the Eved, she does not have a Cheskas Metaltan on it, because Godros, Ein Lehem Chazaka, Godros are behemoths. They're usually behind the fence. Behemoths, things that are movable items that move on their own, they don't have a chazaka. Just because you're holding on to a movable item, that's not considered a chazaka. There's no cheskas metalik on movable items. So therefore, unless we know for certain that she bought this or she received this from the husband, we don't consider it coming over here. And therefore, she's not neman to say that the husband gave her this get. Because the evidence of a godros, and godros don't have a chazaka. So Tosfos asks, why are you going on to the rule of godros? Okay, the Mishnah in Vava Barsha says clear that avadim need gimel shanim to establish a chazaka, just like karka. Avadim are hukus lekarka. Karka need gimel shanim. Avadim need gimel shanim. So why are you going with the gojus ain lehem chazaka? Just say, what are you talking about? This is an eved. Eved needs gimel shanim. So just because she comes out, she pulls out the eved, it's not going to be a chazaka right away. We need 3 years, established 3 years, that no one was mocha, no one protested her possession of the get. What's the problem? So Tosfos gives an answer. He says, since the get is written there, so there's a sad suffix to say, well, it's not typical to have a get written on the slave. So it's not something to say that the husband sent it to her, and to say that she bought it from the husband. So therefore, the Gemara says, no, even if you have, it doesn't matter. Still a gojros, established the gojros, ein lahem chazaka. So what's the din after 3 years? The halakha, what about a gojros after 3 years? So Tosfos in Divrei Maskil Tashma right away says, right, goes in chazaka, but peiros la alter ela gimel shanim yesh lahem chazaka. But 3 years later, there's a chazaka. All right. So what happens 3 years from now? And she pulls out. She has this. Everyone knows she's holding on to this eved that has to get for 3 years. No one protests for 3 years, and now no one protests for 3 years. And now she says, "Now divorce me." The eved's clearly mine. There's a get on it. She's divorced. So The Tosfos says that because gojros have a chazaka after 3 years, but the Rambam in Toan Nitto and Perek Yud Halacha Aleph says that there's no chazaka on gojros even after 3 years. There's no chazaka on gojros even after 3 years. So therefore, if she comes pulls the get out after the eved out after 3 years, that's not considered a gojros don't have a chazaka. Right. So Based on that, the Beis Yosef, that's quoted in the Beis Shmuel, close to Beis Yosef, says that, like I said before, that if she pulls out the Eved 3 years, after 3 years of unprotested possession, she's divorced. I'm not sure whether he means that she's divorced from Afrei or divorced from now. But I saw a name of Rav Soloveitchik, and someone said it's also in the stencils from Achaim. He says that no, even if she has it for 3 years, even assuming that there's a chazak on Gojos after 3 years, like Tosfos, even assuming that, she's still not divorced 3 years later down the road. Why? So says the Rav that in order to be considered a Megureshes, she has to have possession of the get. But in what manner she has to possess the get? She has to be toe-faced to get. The possession from her has to be that it was given to her and she acquires possession. But you have to acquire possession via tfisa. But to acquire possession via chazaka, that's not considered tfisa. She's not holding on to the get. That's just the de facto possession. So this, the fact of passive possession of the get is not valid. The only reason why the eved became to her is because there's a lack of error on the side of somebody else. That's not considered a tefisa, and so the Rav and so the name of Rav Chaim, they'll argue on this basis also, that even if you say that gojros have a chazaka after 3 years, nevertheless, if she presents this eved after 3 years, it's not considered. She still wouldn't be considered a divorce. So there's a lot more to talk about when it comes to the Cheskas Metaltlin and the interplay over here, but I'm not going to have enough time. So,
Eved Ivri.
Eved Ivri is not, you can't transfer possession. You don't own it. You don't own the Cheskas Aguf. You don't own the Cheskas. You don't own the Eved Ivri. Yeah, but you don't own. You're not giving her anything tangible. You're not giving her something. You're not giving her a safer krisis. You're giving her. I write it on you. What's the difference between you and an Eved Ivri? That's the work, but it's not him. It's not the body. He doesn't own. He doesn't. It's not something that he owns. You should keep him. It becomes the Eved. All right.